From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump launch into the frenzied final day of their historic fight for the White House Monday. They have blowout rallies in a handful of swing states that will decide who leads the United States. Clinton is a front-running Democrat, and she aimed to nail down her narrow lead with stops in three battleground states as President Barack Obama covers for her elsewhere before they join up at a star-studded grand finale in Philadelphia. Meanwhile, Trump, the billionaire Republican nominee, was setting out from must-win Florida on a five-state swing, the culmination of a dramatic run for the presidency. You can visit voanews.com for a comprehensive coverage of this historic U.S. election. Iraqi Kurdish Peshmerga forces said Monday in a statement that they had advanced into an Islamic State group held town near Mosul and were moving from house to house to clear it. The Kurdish forces attack from the north, east, and south of Bashika, which is located east of Mosul. It's the IS's last major urban stronghold in Iraq that the country's forces are battling to retake. Israel on Monday reiterated its firm opposition to a French plan to hold an international conference before the end of the year to restart long-stalled peace efforts with the Palestinians. The French envoy for the plan is currently back in the region for talks with Israeli and Palestinian officials. Yemen's 20-month war has killed more than 7,000 people and wounded nearly 37,000, according to the World Health Organization. It comes as a UN envoy voiced alarm over the worsening humanitarian situation. More than 7,070 people have been killed and over 36,000 injured as of October 25th.